Ramban Shir, October 6th.
We're up to the third. We'll start with the third one. Bereshit. Kos of Rashi. There's two. They both begin Kos of Rashi. The second one. Kos of Rashi. The emboss of a farshoi. Kipshutoi. If you want to explain Bereshit Vorlekim Kipshutoi. Kach Parshay. We'll explain it like this. Bereshit Briyas Shamayim Va'ores. The beginning of the Briyas Shemayim Va'oris, in other words, Bereshis Bora Lakim Shemayim Va'oris, in the beginning of, because Rashi already said that the word Bereshis is a smichus, right? Bereshis means the beginning of. So it's not trying to say Bereshis Bora Lakim, Bereshis in the beginning. There's no such thing. The word Bereshis doesn't mean the beginning. The word in the beginning would be Borishoina. The beginning would be Reshis Dover, Achris Dover. Okay? So, Reshis Briyas Shemayim Boris. Okay. The Horet Hoy, so Soyova Voyova Choshech. Yamakosh Borhi Yor. Im Kain, Hakoil Nimshach Lubriyas Hor. So, actually, the Posik's not telling you anything about Shemayim Boris. The Posik's telling you, in the beginning, when Hashem Yisborch created Shemayim Boris, right? And when all this happened, then what happened? So Vayomer Elokim Yehor is the thing that happened. Okay? When did it happen? Bereishis Bara Elokim Shamayim V'Oretz. And Vayomer Elokim Yehor. That's the way Rashi teaches the pasuk. Reb Avraham Peirush Ke'inyan Zeh Ba'atzmai. Reb Avraham is the Ibn Ezer. Okay? He fixed a little drop key. Havov the milas v'ho'oretz. The second vote. Bereishis bor lekim eis hashemayim veis ha'oretz. Right? V'ho'oretz hoise soyo v'voyu. So he's saying that the vov doesn't tell you, right? Bereishis doesn't tell you this is what happened, because usually a vov in Lashon Kodesh is telling you what happened, right? This vav doesn't tell you what happened. Okay. So the rabbis came to Mekroes. There are many such psukim v'atam, and he'll explain it now. After saying the vav isn't the mishamish, now he'll explain what he wants to bring out from it. Ki bereishis briya sorakiya v'hayabosha. Right? That's Shemayim v'oros. Shemayim is the rakiya. And the Abosha is the Oris. And later on, we'll tell you the details about Yehira Kiyavis HaMayim, and we'll tell you about what Oritz is, and how in Yikavu HaMayim El Mokam Echad Veseyor HaYabosha. Right? All the details will start later. Is Bereish, is Bor Lakim. That's Hashemayim as Oritz. In the beginning, when Hashem is Bor created the Shemayim, which we'll talk about later, and Lord. And so, what was there in the beginning? In the beginning, you know what happened? This oret that we see today, this nice looking oret with the trees and the grass and everything, it was just merely chaos, it was okay? So, this different than Rashi, right? Rashi says, in the beginning, when Hashem Yisroel was created in Shemayim, and also, in addition to that, does. And what happened? The first item that happened is Vayim Elikior. And the Ibn Ezra is saying, Bereishis Bor Lekim Shemayim Va'oretz. So, Vershens, Horetz, Hesesoy Vavoyim. This is the first statement. But in a certain way, they're both Perushim are leading in the same direction, because Vayim Elikim Yor is the first incident that took place. Okay. And then he says, there was nothing. It was tov avoyu. Avoloi is the tov avoyu. B'chus of amayim, all covered with water. And then vayom el kemiyor. Okay. Lofi daitoi again. Lo nivir b'yam rishon dak ha'or. Not shemayim v'oretz, and not that's only the beginning of all these different things. Now we're going to tell you about all of them, but first we'll start A, B, C.
David has told
that Shemayim Boros
was created before
Yom Rishon? No, no. It's like saying like this. I'm about to tell you the story. Imagine if there would be a children's book that's telling you about the Bria. So it's saying like this. Listen, my children, I'm going to tell you the story of how the Shemayim was created and how the Oros was created and how this and that. Okay, the story begins like that. Bereishis, Baruch Hashem Shemayim V'Oros. Beginning, when Hashem is Baruch eventually created Shemayim V'Oros, which we'll talk about later, explain everything. And Ha'oretz, so start step number one. Step number one is, in the beginning, Ha'oretz HaYisotayu Havoyu. Everything was empty, chaos, there was nothing, nothing formless. And we were Ha'okim HaMarech Hefetz. Now, step number one is at that time, in this beginning, in this formless period, is Vayomer Elokim Yeyor. Right? So, we're not talking about the creation of Shemayim V'Oretz. We're saying that this period when Shemayim V'Oretz were created and when this and this happened and it began with Tohu Vavohu and it began like that, then step number one is Vayomer Elokim Yehi. Shemayim? Oh yeah, that comes next. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Yirkiyu V'Soich HaMoyim. V'Oretz? Oh, that comes next. Right? Yikavu HaMayim V'Malkim Mechad V'Soich HaVishah. So all these Mamorim, Yikavu HaMayim and so on and so forth, it all is the Seder of Shemayim, Oretz, and so on. Yeah?
And the second Pasuk says that there was Mayim there already, and there was also Oretz there already.
Right, so the Mayim and the Oretz is all part of the Tohu Vavohu. Oretz, Hoysa, Tohu Vavohu. Right? And the Ruach Elokim was Menachefes, Al Pnei HaMoyim, and it doesn't tell you anything about that Mayim. Right, it leaves you hanging. But it tells you the Oretz, one thing, the Oretz underneath the Mayim, that wasn't the Oretz as we know it. That was Tohu Vavohu. Understand? So all of this was Tohu Vavohu. The Mayim, it doesn't comment on the form and the shape, the formless status of the Mayim. It just tells you Mayim. It doesn't explain it. The Oretz, it does explain it. It says it was Tohu Vavohu. Okay? And then on top of that is Mayim. And on that is whatever. And thus. That's the way the Ibn Ezra understood. So we're not telling you right now about Shemayim. We're not telling you about Oretz. We're not telling you about anything. We're saying that there was a whole creation of Shemayim and Oretz and Mayim and Yabosha, etc., etc. And that creation began with step number one, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oretz. That's all.
Why is that different than Rashi?
What? Why is that different? Rashi is saying that Bihoret is part of the Haktoma. Bereishis in the beginning of Brias, Elokim, Esashemayim, Esoret, and also in that beginning when Bihoret was Vavoyu Choshen, the same, when all that happened. Whereas the Ibn Ezra is saying the same idea, but in more of a declarative sentence. Bereishis, Bihoret, Esashemayim, Bihoret. So, Horet, Hoysetoy Vavoyu. Right? And then it was followed by Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oretz. That's the way, it's pretty much the same idea, but there's a different emphasis in the words, yeah?
And Hashem had to create Choshech?
Huh?
Hashem created Choshech?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. What is Choshech? Is Choshech a Bria? Is Choshech an absence of Or? That we'll talk about later, okay? There's a big difference over here.
And also,
Hashem
didn't have to say anything to make the Shemayim Oretz. It only says
If we're going to say that Shemayim V'Oretz means Rukiya and Yabosha, so Hashem did say it. Before Hashem created Shemayim V'Oretz, parenthetically, what is Shemayim V'Oretz, by the way? Rukiya and Yabosha, right? That's Shemayim V'Oretz. Okay. Is it going to tell us about Rukiya and Yabosha? Sure. Because right afterwards, the second day, what does it say? Yehi Rukiya v'Soich HaMoyim. And then, Yikavu HaMayim El Mokam Echad v'Seir HaYabosha. So it does tell you everything about it. In the beginning, as though it's telling you, the beginning, I mean the first Pasuk. The first Pasuk says, when all this started, right, which we'll list out in detail and we'll explain later on, in that case, Kach V'Kach. Okay, now.
The Rebbe doesn't hold that Bereishis was part of the Asar HaMoyim.
It's not a machlokes. It's a Gemara says it. It's just not me.
So I'm saying, when the way Ebenezer explains.
Okay, so that the way he's explaining is the way Ash is explaining. So the word Bereishis actually is a maimer because of Chazal. That's why Rashi introduces it first with the maimer Chazal. Reishis b'shvil ha-toyah, reishis b'shvil So what the first step is creating the purpose, and the second step is creating the items which fulfill that purpose. So the Reishis and Borlakim Sashmaim Vasoris Kodesh Baruch created Shemaim Vasoris for the purpose of Reishis. Reishis means HaTorah, the creation, and Yisrael Shnikirashis. Okay, so the purpose is the first thing that's being declared. That's the way Rashi learns. That's why the first Rashi is Reishis B'shul HaTorah and B'shul Yisrael, before it tells you what, you know, the Seder of where does Reishis fit into the Pasuk. Okay, now just we'll learn another 2-3 minutes. That's all. Hakushal Rabbeinu Shlomo Peirush Hazeh. Rabbeinu Shlomo asks, Ki Omer Shem Bolo Hoyres Seder Habriya Ve'elu Loimer Shehem Kodmu. If the Torah is actually listing out the order of the Briya, Bereishis in the beginning, right? So then, in that case, Hoyle Lichtev Borishoina, because Shein Reishis B'Mikra Shein Esomach. Every Reishis is a smichus to the following pasuk. Okay, Vine. Maket Mereishis Achris. Come on, there's one exception. And Rashi himself brings that exception, by the way. Right? Vim Yismoy Choyse Ledovor. If you're going to say that the word Bereishis is somach to the word Dovor. Right? Because Bereishis, Dovor. And Dovor is left out. Mikr Kotzer Dibur Hakotzer. Right? Vim Yismoy Choyse. So say over here too. Bereishis, it means Bereishis Dovor. Right? Just like Magad Mereshis Achris means Magad Mereshis Dover Achris Dover. So it's over here, Bereshis Bor Lakim is Bereshis Dover Bor Lakim. Okay? Void. There's another Pesach which Rashi didn't bring. Vaya Reshis Lot. So you see the word Reshis could run. Return with the Oitainis. Va'atoshma Perish Mikra Pshutoi Nochanavor. I'm going to say now what I believe to be the Perish Nochanavor. This is. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bora Kol HaNeviroim. He created everything that was eventually created. May Afisa Mukhletes. From nothing. From zero. Right? Mukhletes means absolute, by the way. Afisa means absence. From an absolute absence. Okay? The Enes, Lein of Loshon Kodesh, Vaitzuas HaYesh Me'ayin El Loshon Bora. The word Bora means something coming from nothing. Right? Whereas every other word, vayas, vayivra, vayitzer, all those words mean beginning with raw material, and you know, right? Say you have a piece of wood, you make a piece of furniture out of it. So you started out with material. Well, hey, the wood comes from a tree, okay, but the tree comes from a seed. The seed gets its energy from the sun and all that. There's always something behind it. There's always some prior material which is being formed, shaped, changed, growing in order to create something. But the only word which is to be mechadish, something that didn't have any existence before, is bora. Okay. Ve'en kol anasa tachas Hashem sholom maila choyve min ha'ayin haskolo l'shoina. There's nothing in the world that we know, the universe, that comes from zero. There's always some prior existence which is formed and shaped and changed into what we could identify at the present moment. So now Ramban's going to say like this. There was Bereishis in the beginning, and he already told us more in, you know, more or less the same words, that the Reishis is understood to be as if it would say Reishis Dover. Okay, fine. The Reishis at the beginning, Reishis Dover, Bor Lakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the essence of Shemayim and the essence of Oretz. The essence of Shemayim and the essence of Oretz is already a creation, right? Which is not preceded by anything because it's Bor. What is this essence? From the absolute absence of anything, the fundamental substance which is so unidentifiable. And is a koyach which within it you could extract and withdraw an endless amount of material. Muchan lekabel hatsura. Okay? It has within it the potential to produce everything that is in all the galaxies, right, in all the universes, and it produces everything from that one essence.
So why is it bara then? If we have
the essence,
one single essence.
No, oh, the
essence. The essence?
The essence is bara. That's all. Right. V'uachayim harishon. That's the original substance, the original material. Nikroli Yevonim, Hiyuli, that's what they call it. But that's a Platonic concept, and it comes from long before that. Okay. Acher Hiyuli, after that, Loi Bora Dovor. Okay? Aval Yotzar Ve'osa. He formed it, he made it, he extracted it. Toitzei Ha'oriz, right? Nefesh Chayakimi Menu Himtzi Hakoil. Ve'hilvish Hatsurois Ve'tikei Noifo. I really would love to be marach on this, because this is one of the tremendous yisoides, but I'll point out just very briefly that if you're familiar, you know that that's the present scientific world that they hold of, right? The original substance that doesn't occupy any space at all. There's no space, because it can't relate to space. It's all energy and so on. And from all that energy that was transformed into material, into all that, right? They'll tell you about the Big Bang and all kinds of other things. Of course, you know, somehow they proved that, which is exactly the Ramban's concept of the Bria. They proved that. How did they prove it? They prove it by measuring carefully the expanding universe and just calculating before the expansion that it was smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and still smaller, and coming to a number which is zero. Right? So what does that mean? If there's zero, how could... So the Teretz is, it's all energy, but it's not matter. Okay? But that's the present concept which the Goyim are struggling with, but it's within the understand it's the Yesodus that the Rishonim tell us, and it doesn't just go back to the Ramban, because it's this is my subjacent, and it's formed that deal with my subjacent. Okay, we have to run. I'm sorry, I can't be.